Does anybody have any more objections to the zombie takeout you are to be subjected to? Hello and welcome to episode 423 of Zombie Takeout, the B-Moving Cult Movie Show. I'm John.
And I'm Scotto.
And without any further ado, on to this week's movie, which is from 1983, 2020 Texas Gladiators, beginning a 2020 trilogy.
And I gotta say, they did nail that. They knew we'd be into cosplay seriously in 2020.
And fascism.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that brings us to the impromptu plot summary. Sponsored by Plot. When writing a movie, you might want to try using one.
And also brought to you by Rape. Because rape and fight and fight and rape and rape and fight rape.
There's the impromptu plot summary.
Yeah. Hilarity ensues. All right. I will give this a shot because... I swear to God, for the first time ever, I thought I dozed off and woke up into a different movie.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
The beginning of the film has nothing to do with the rest except for one actor. I don't even know if it's the same character. It's the same actor.
Well, I mean, my notes say, what the fuck? Give me a chance to get my notepad ready. What's with these credits? Because during the credits, they are... They are fighting these rangers who, I mean, that's really what the name should have been, Texas mm-hmm. Rangers, yeah. But I guess maybe
no,
there was a copyright thing. they were, I guess, a counterattack on a monastery that had been marauded,
mm-hmm.
and they were fighting these guys off.
Was it a fight? It looked more to me like an 80s Broadway version of Clockwork Orange.
It kind of was. It was, of course, you know, gang rapers gonna gang rape. Mm-hmm. And, I lost track of the amount of rapes in this movie, but there were at least two in this, in the opening credits alone, oh, yeah, which
yeah. I mean, has say many to more be a record.
Has to be a record.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little late in getting there. I think they only really rescue... two women and looks like the rest of the place is pretty much trash. I even have my notes. Jesus Christ, this is in bad taste because, you know, they crucify the priest. Yeah. But they fight this off, and I missed a placard somewhere because I've only seen this because I've looked stuff up online about this movie, but then it's 5 years after that.
Okay, because we both watched it on YouTube. Yes, it's free on YouTube. I don't think either of us recommend looking for it. But there is a placard missing because I watched that part a couple of times and it just jumps.
Right. So this is the first try where I thought Mrs. Scott dosed me or something before watching the movie. And I was just on crazy pills because there suddenly I'm like, is this a flashback? No, wait a minute. That's the same dude from the raid. And now he's with the girl. And you get this only from the last line of the scene from the credits is that she talks. Well, they get into this quick philosophical discussion.
One of the few bright spots.
Life and whatever. And she tells them of a place where they're trying to build something, and he just says, oh, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
And
yeah, yeah.
So next scene, from what I see in the notes online, that is supposed to be 5 years later, except nowhere does it tell you that.
Okay.
So that is supposed to be 5 years later. They have a kid together and everything. And he's, you know, now this worker on this, whatever they're harvesting. A moisture farm? No, it's not that. It's probably oil or gas, I think, which is why the place is going to blow up. Mm-hmm. And just as they get that crisis solved is when the Mad Max villains come riding in on their motorcycles. And I think there's a bunch of, well, spoiler alert, they managed to get in. And there's a lot more rapes, including a boy rape, which, wow,
Yeah.
did not see that one coming.
No.
Neither did he, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so they are taken over, and these Mad Max guys are being used by this, it's an Italian film, so it's a bald fascist man. And
With a slight German accent.
it's with a German accent, because
Yeah.
they just they're not over that either, or at least not at this time. And so there's this thing called the New Order that is taking over the states, and that they're using these goons to keep people in line. And I think somehow the rest of the Rangers find out what had happened, and they try to rescue. Well, actually, they track his wife down, and they run into. They find her in this casino, and she's the property of a gambler. They have this a deer hunter scene, even with the first guy wearing the red bandana, just like the fucking deer hunter. And of course, they are playing Russian roulette. They just call it roulette for some reason in the translation. And although no one tops the McKenzie brothers and the beer hunter, but anyway. They of course free her. Well, actually, they win, but then they get into a fight anyway, and that leads to prison. But luckily, there was one guy that wasn't there the whole time who had everything set for them to go, including her somehow. And they, of course, spoiler it again, escape. And let's see. That's the second act. This is where
You managed to work out
it's.
act breaks?
Yes. The third act is where I really thought I was tripping. Seriously, what the fuck? Because, and I wish I was making this up, but they get request the help of Indians.
BS. That scene did not age
Jesus,
well.
tap dancing Christ. Indians. Not like, just dudes still living in like a reservation kind of thing and have their own thing. They fucking had TP still.
They looked straight out of F Troop.
Yes, they were. This was supposed to be something in the future. And they were, yeah, they were pretty much the Hikawi tribe from F Troop, and somehow their projectiles don't go fast enough to be stopped by the high-tech shields that the fascists were using.
Didn't we review a science fiction movie with that same gag where something too fast got just thrown off by a shield, but if you went slow enough, you could go through it?
Probably. So yes, they had shields that could block bullets. But however, if you had, say, something like an arrow
Or an
or a
axe.
spear or an axe, not so much. I guess it's the same people that designed Stormtrooper armor. But so yeah, they go in a big confrontation with the Indians at their side, who somehow also had military jeeps, but they ride on horseback and whoop and war cry it up. I was expecting an Atlanta Braves jersey somewhere along the way, but we did not get that. And hilarity ensues.
Now, the film was co-directed by Joe D'Amato and George Eastman. In a 96 interview, D'Amato stated that Eastman didn't feel confident enough in the action scenes, so I dealt with those, leaving him to the direction of the actors. But
Now,
in
could
this
Eastman have done any worse?
case, the name recorded at the ministry, the director's credit, was mine. D'Amato received directing credit, although Eastman directed most of the dialogue scenes, according to D'Amato. It sounds like he's kind of shifting blame there. Now, Eastman stated in that same interview, quote, These post-apocalyptic films, which were made in the wake of the various Mad Max movies, were decidedly crummy. The set designs were poor, and the genre met with a swift and well-deserved death. I only wrote these awful movies for financial reasons. No attempt at originality was made at all.
You did not need to tell us
But
that. You
it's
just need
nice
to
to hear
sit
the
through it.
honesty.
Very true.
But yeah, the beginning, the flashback, I guess, reminded me of countless 80s videos.
Oh, yeah.
It just looked like imagine every like actually more of a mid to late 80s thing, with the dancers in the leather and the tight denim and that kind of vibe and the bandanas, that vibe.
And they were pretty much dressed like the warriors from. Although, how about that pose shot after the fight? Where they're just like, "We are Team Skins." They're all without their shirts on.
One of my titles is Spandex Warriors. There was a serious hair metal vibe in this movie, which was surprising for 83, since that didn't really kick off until like mid the mid 80s. And then it becomes a Broadway version of Clockwork, and there's no dialogue for the first 5.5 minutes.
Oh, there's very man with no name, Well, until they get to the domestic, thing where he's trying to be, a job kind of thing.
I did like the truck. It kind of looked like it at first. It had these two chimneys. It's this flat black semi, has these like two chimney looking things on the back. I still don't know what they are. They came down when the back opened up to so the troops could get out. I don't know what those two long black things were, but it was still a cool looking truck.
So, of course, the main question is, why would you have the motorcycle guys come in first and then the truck? If you've got a truck,
Yeah, bring the truck and the shock troops.
just bring the truck, the troops right off the bat
Why do you even
and
need the
just,
motorcycles when you've got the shock troops?
well, you can have the motorcycles come in to get or cover ground
Yeah, I
faster
guess.
but don't, bring them first,
And the scene when they were, they got the alert that the gang was coming to get them was very trauma. Just a bunch of people running around screaming with these alarms going off. I have in my notes that the whole industrial accident and, the work site and all of that, what seemed like a plot diversion because that placard was missing.
Oh, yeah.
It just jumped. Like, where, what happened to the plot of this movie? Now, I'm not typically a fan of, expositional monologues at the top of movies, where they explain, this is how we got here. This movie could have used it.
Could have used a little, at least. I mean, anything. A 5 years later
Well, we're, yeah, that. Or just a little bit at the beginning, atomic war, fascists trying to take over, blah, blah, blah. At least mention the war. I mean, it came in later. They talked about an atomic war. Also, I'd hate to be the gang leader who had to ride back to base with his dead girlfriend on the back of his bike.
of course, and maybe it's just me. But when I show up for a job for the first time and they give me a tour of the plant, and the last thing they would ever say to me is, "Oh, and here's the guns to fend off any attacks."
Yeah, why would you work there?
Oh, that's nice. Wait, where'd Scotto go?
But then 33 minutes in, the fascist leader gives a speech. We get a little hint of a speech.
Yeah.
And at least we get a little bit of a plot, because that's when he mentioned the war.
Right, that is the first time we figure out what is they clue us into what's going on.
Yeah, half hour into an hour and a half movie.
There were a lot of eccentric deaths at the beginning of that fight scene too, where there wasn't any visible blood for the first few people that went down. There was just a lot of gripping the chests and falling over.
I think the only blood I saw was when the gang leader's girlfriend got shot right in the head.
There were a few like later on just to mix it up a bit, but there were a considerable number of people that I who knew if they really got shot or not. They're just clutching their chest. The bullet somehow made it wiggle room through the button holes or something. I don't know.
And I was sure that, the supposed hero who rescues the girl in the beginning and, ends up working at the factory, the guy you think is going to be the big hero. I thought he got killed in that scene, in that confrontation scene, but apparently he survived and gets killed later.
And props for killing that guy off, because I really thought he was going to be the hero of the movie,
Well, I think you were supposed to think that.
I'd even forgot about the rest of the gang, the rest of the Rangers. I just assumed he was going to be on the quest to get her back.
Now, there's a scene where, the fascists send people down into a mine when they take them prisoner. And there's a scene where one of the guys sent down to the mine is strung up to a pillar while this guard, pisses in his water supply. He grabs the guard around the neck by his legs, kills him, does that old bit. I was thinking he had some plan to escape then. I think he just got lucky that a couple other guys were, plotting an escape and found him.
Although it was funny that they gave him the piss water and they came
Yeah, yeah.
in. I was expecting that. Like, oh yeah, here, have some water.
One of the two times in the movie I chuckled. But,
Oh, Italian humor.
Also, the fascist leader says that half of his men were killed. He's yelling at his lieutenant, the leader of the gang. When did that happen?
I have that question too. I say my notes. We didn't actually see them kill half of his men. What kind of drugs were these filmmakers
Yeah.
on?
I also enjoyed the occasional moment, and since we both watched the same version, when the horizontal hold went.
Oh,
If
yeah, that
you're
happened a
our
couple
age
times
and
at
you
this con.
remember horizontal hold on TVs, there were moments where, yeah, it flipped.
It just added to the quality of this. Oh, do you think that I can scrape them up with my knife wouldn't be hard joke might have lost something in translation? Because the fascist laughed way too hard at that.
Oh, the other point where I chuckled, speaking of laughing, when Jab, walks out at the end and says, "Don't shoot me," to the wife and the other ranger, and then immediately he just gets pummeled with the fascist's bullets. Like, no sooner does the line leave his mouth than he just gets pummeled. I chuckled at that.
And why didn't bullets kill the Indians?
I don't know.
Like
80s movie logic.
they were just riding right into the machine gun nests, and they just somehow missed.
But I did enjoy how they eventually did kill the fascist. Because they're trying to shoot him, trying to shoot him. Nothing works because he's got one of those, magic shields.
It
And
was like a
then,
Rube Goldberg
yeah.
killing a forest.
And then the one, gunman on the ledge, on the balcony, sees a fire axe behind glass, shoots the axe. The axe falls down right in front of, the good guys. One of them throws the axe at the fascist. That kills him. That was smooth.
I was expecting a cage to fall over the mouse so that after the diver fell into the pool, and the pool set the marble down, and the.
I don't think we need to bother with sequels and
Well, could we have Jim Carrey play the fascist if we
Okay, there we go.
rewrite
Yes.
this? There really is no point to a remake because this is all other movies remade
Right.
together.
Yeah. I mean, I could say, hand it to Steve Rudzinski, have, Carousel, have him do a remake, but it's still just a pastiche of other movies.
Yeah.
So, on to brains.
On to brains.
I did enjoy the little bit of dialogue, the little fat philosophical thing in the beginning, and the little bit about how they're trying to rebuild, how they were trying to rebuild. And some of the action was okay. I'm going to.
I laughed out loud at the ending because it was just like, MST really needs
Oh,
to.
MST riff tracks. I've already checked. They've never done it. They really need to.
Good God, this has to be done because it is a solid Misty movie if I've ever seen one. It's the soundtrack, of course, is horrendous. There's no real characters. They're just bonkers. I really thought I was on something when these Indians just appeared. I was just like, wait, what? I'm going to myself.
All right, and what have we learned?
We learned that rape can be a plot and not just a plot device.
And I learned that sometimes it pays to bring an axe to a gunfight. That's
How about the
literally
old
how it ended.
lady? The old lady who watched her grandson get raped, suddenly producing a shotgun later in the movie to get revenge.
When she didn't have one that they could have saved her grandson, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that have been handy to have,
Yeah, yeah. Would have made that scene much more enjoyable, if he's, starts to push the kid down and then just gets shot in the head.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
It would have been actually.
Anyway, that's thankfully it for 2020 Texas Gladiators. Until next time, we'll be reviewing Voyage to the Prehistoric Planet, going for some Corman. Always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
There you are.